Damn, we should have invited Kat on. We could have just had a big old fucking reunion.
Yeah, should have. I don't think she would probably be excited to talk to me. I don't know about you guys.
Please.
Oh, she'd be most excited to talk about me or talk to me. Let's get that straight.
I don't know about that.
You want me to ask her right now?
She's been on my team throughout this whole bracket thing.
I'll just send her the link. Although
she was mad at me last night.
Yeah, she was.
And I didn't even do it. You did it.
I know. How the fuck do I get in trouble for Tom Atkins. Ow.
My internet goes out. I get a message from her that says, "Are you happy now, you fucker," or something. I'm like, I don't even know what happened. I'm not even on the show right now. Hello and welcome to This Horror Life. My name is Rob Humphrey and I am joined as always by my co-host Ghost. Ghost, how you doing?
I'm doing just great, Rob. How are you?
I've been better.
Why's that?
I've been better because we have a guest.
Be nice.
I'll be nice. He's a special. He's a very, very special guest. Hmm. Like special in that special kind of way.
Hmm.
No, it's from Slasher Radio. One of my co-hosts over there, Mikey Bones, is here and
yes,
ready to be a part of this. Even though he's been banned from this show already, mm-hmm. somehow he managed to leak his way back on.
Leak.
That's the best. Yeah, that's the best word I can use to describe it. He leaked.
That's right.
That's weird.
How you doing, Rob?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you? I just talked to you.
Like, yeah.
A little less than 24 hours ago.
A great day for you. Hi, Ghost. Mm-hmm. Hi, everybody. Yes. I'm here. I don't know what it means, but I'm here.
Yeah, you sure are.
It means that you're here as part of your appeal process from being banned. So yeah.
I guess we're going to pretend that that's a real thing now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I have the email that we will read at some point.
Oh, God, we're going to read that email.
Reading his appeal. Yeah, but we always say we're going to read the emails.
No, I always say you're going to read the emails. The implication is you're not going to bother me with them.
Too late.
All right.
Too late.
All right. Well, let's not start. I'm getting a headache. Let's do something more pleasant.
Okay.
Ghost, what have you been up to this week?
I have actually watched a few movies. Hold on, let me pull my thread up.
While you're doing that, I should mention the topic for this week is our top five horror video games, which I think will be kind of fun. I know you guys really like to play video games.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I play more like, you know, smart people stuff like Prison Architect and Honey, I Joined a Cult.
I don't think that counts as smart people stuff, Rob.
I feel like it does. It's like business management and resource management and stuff.
I hate that. I came a hair away from buying Honey, I Joined a Cult.
Dude, you should. That game is so much fun.
I don't think I could do it because of you.
I still got to finish it, though. I haven't finished it yet. I might do that later. I might finish that tonight because I'm close.
Fire Pit of Hell.
A couple more items, and I'll be able to cleanse the earth with hellfire.
And hellfire. I don't think quite.
No.
I don't know how we ended up here, but here we are. So, you know. Did you get your list, Ghost?
Yeah.
Did you sign up for Letterboxd like I told you? It's nice and easy. It's on the phone. You just use it. All right.
No, I didn't. I have a thread on Twitter that I've been posting movies.
It seems complicated, but okay.
Shut up. All right. So I watched Antlers.
Oh, yeah.
HBO Max. Fucking loved it.
Really?
Really good movie. Yeah,
it was
a
big nothing burger of a movie.
To you.
Yeah, it was fine. Like, I didn't dislike it. It's just, I knew when I watched that movie that in 2 weeks, I wasn't going to remember a goddamn thing that happened in that movie. And you know what? I don't remember a goddamn thing that happened in that movie.
I'm not usually one for monster movies like this, but I really enjoyed it. I liked their take on Wendigos and all that shit. So I liked it a lot.
All right. Well, give it a couple of weeks. You won't remember it.
No, I probably will. Probably will. And then I also watched Fresh.
No, it's great.
Oh, my God. I fucking loved it.
Fresh is amazing.
It was so good. the bits in there of comedy were just so spot on.
Right. But yeah, like I told you, though, it's not a horror comedy. It's a horror movie, but it's funny.
Yeah. And there's a lot of moments, too, that are just like you don't even realize that it's funny until after the fact. Like when she tries to escape the first time and he takes her ass.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's like of all the things you could take, you're just going to take her whole ass. All right. Cool.
Yeah. Why not? You got to take something, right, Mikey?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen either of those movies?
No, I have not.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Mikey doesn't ever watch anything. So,
wow.
Mikey does watch stuff.
All right. We'll get to your list.
All right.
All right. I don't think he's got a list. Well, and you
better come up with something.
I mean, I've been playing the usual. We've been playing Dead by Daylight a little bit. Friday.
I played that.
Yeah, I heard.
Yep, I survived.
Heard you escaped and did nothing.
I did. It was great. I just let everybody else do everything, and then I ran out the door. It was fantastic. I
hate players like you.
I was like, oh, this is how you play this game. Okay, cool.
How many people died in that round, Rob? Did anybody?
I don't know, because they were still in there when I ran out.
Wow. I hate people like you.
Oh, yeah, man. I was okay, gone.
Wow.
Did you even open a gate, or did someone else do that too?
No, I didn't do anything.
Jesus Christ.
Literally, they opened the gate and I ran past them and out.
Fucking useless. What is the point of playing?
You know you got cursed out as you did that, right?
Yeah, I give a shit. Whatever, I survived.
As long as you know. Yeah. It might have been us.
I was trying to play it as I was trying to play it as realistically as I could. Like, this is what I would do in a horror movie. I wait by the door for somebody else to open it and then just run the fuck out.
Let me ask, did you play that game because you knew the topic we were going to be talking about?
No, I've seen a lot of people that I follow on Twitch have started playing it again for some reason. Like, a lot of them had stopped, you know, playing other shit.
And so you decided I was going to play the game, but I was going to do nothing.
Well, yeah, basically, I was like, I'm going to play this game. It'll be fun because it looked like they were having fun. But then it wasn't. I was like, this is kind of boring. So I just did nothing and then ran out. And that was kind of made it fun for me.
Solid.
I hate people like you.
It's like when I played the couple of times I played Fortnite where I just hid until everybody else, but one dude was dead.
God. You're the worst. You're the worst type of person to play video games with.
Didn't that happen to us last night or something, Ghost? Where someone opened a gate. Oh, yeah, when we were playing with a friend of ours, they got hooked. I went to save them. Ghost was dead already, and I got screwed in the butt, and I got hooked. This guy opened the gate, and we watched him open the gate and left immediately. Yep. Not one thought of helping either of us.
Nope.
Yep.
And had a hook, nothing. Just skipped out. I was like, wow, okay.
Yep. You take away the part about him opening the gate, and that's exactly what I did.
Damn, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was pretty proud of myself, actually. They got that gate open. You should have seen my ass. I was hauling ass right past them.
Oh, my God. I can hear it now.
Look at this random dude. Not dog came. There he is.
You can hear it because you've said those exact fucking words before.
Yeah, look at that. There's the son of a bitch. I haven't seen him all game.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a masterful play by me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, we'll just leave
it. But I played that one round because I was like, well, I already mastered this game. I don't need to mess with it anymore.
I'm wiggling.
All right, let's see. Are you done with your list, Ghost?
Well, I watched Jackass Forever today, which could be considered horror to the right person.
Yeah, it's kind of bored of me.
They took a lot of shots to the dick.
I find it really terrifying that people watch that shit.
Oh my God, it was hysterical.
Are you gonna watch Johnny Knoxville and WrestleMania?
Maybe. I found out like yesterday he was gonna be at WrestleMania, and I was like, what the fuck is he doing?
Yeah, he got a match.
Hey, man.
To be honest with you, I mean, when you think about it, like, of all the people in the world to fight, Johnny Knoxville's gotta be one of the worst, right?
Absolutely.
What are you gonna do to him?
That hasn't already been done.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's like the ultimate thing is like kick somebody in the dick, right?
Right.
Johnny Knoxville, his dick is like made of steel at this point or whatever. You know what I mean? You feel that shit.
You kick him in the nuts, he just laughs at you. Like, yeah. You must not know me.
Yeah, that would be interesting. But yeah, that's all I had for my list.
All right, Mikey, you got a list or you just want me to go?
I have a little bit of a list. I watched Freddy vs. Jason again a few days ago.
Good movie.
You know, it's just Freddy vs. Jason. It's like you put it on, you're doing something, it's a good time.
Yeah.
I didn't finish, but I attempted. I did put on, and then I forget something happened, and it quickly went off. But I tried to watch the new Creepshow.
Mm-hmm.
Not this current season. I think the last season, because I'm still behind on it. But I am going to make a commitment to watch the, you know, the new creep shows because I've been putting it off so long.
Yeah, it's a good show. I haven't watched much of it myself, but what I've seen, I've really liked.
Yeah, Nicotero's rocking that.
Yeah.
And just playing Dead by Daylight and Friday, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Unfortunately to the Dead by Daylight, not to the Friday.
Yeah.
I want to make that clear for people who don't know you.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what I watch. Not really horror, but still fun. On Netflix, I watched The Tinder Swindler.
Oh my God. That story is fucking insane.
Yeah. So that was kind of a good time. I did watch The Evil Dead. I got the Evil Dead, the Groovy collection. So I decided to throw the first movie in, and you know, it's a good movie and everything. It's kind of weird because it's in 4K, and I just don't need The Evil Dead in 4K.
That's weird movie to put in 4K, because all the effects are just going to look so much worse.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't look bad, but it's The Evil Dead. I don't really need it in 4K, so I don't know. But it was, you know, it's The Evil Dead. It was a good movie. I enjoyed it. As you guys know, I went to Horror Hound, the Horror Hound weekend in Cincinnati this weekend. That's where I last spoke to Mikey. Mm-hmm. It was in Cincinnati. They had a surprise screening of a surprise vintage screening that I went to, and the movie was 1962's The Brain That Wouldn't Die, which I've seen once or twice before. It's a fun little horror movie. Like, I enjoyed watching it on the big screen. So, you know, if you haven't seen that, it's worth checking out. I mean, it's, you know, it's a 1960s horror movie, so obviously it's not going to scare you. And if it does, seek help. and then I also was about halfway through Bunny Man when we had to stop to record this, so I have a full rundown on Bunny Man next week. Bunny Man, yeah, you heard me.
Why?
Yeah, it's the first in a trilogy, so I might watch the rest of the movies. I believe that it's Bunny Man's Vengeance and then the Bunny Man Massacre.
This you gearing up for Easter or what?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you got to get in that Easter spirit, right?
I hate you.
What makes you sit and watch that stuff?
I did that. I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, Bunny Man. What's wrong with that?
Like, when I see stuff like that, I roll my eyes, and the thought of like all the things I would rather do in life than watch that comes through my head, and then I move on. You sit and watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta take in everything. Right.
I guess.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
So, the horror convention was fun though. Had a good time. Nice. I don't really want to get into the whole rundown again because I did that on Slasher Radio, but overall it was a lot of fun. Went to the Halloween 3 panel. That was a good time. Met Tom Atkins, which was amazing. One thing I did not talk about, I guess, on Slasher Radio, because it happened this morning, at noon today,
the restraining order came in.
I met had my picture taken with Neve Campbell.
You know what? Oh, yeah. Why would you bring that up?
So that was
that?
That was awesome. It was really, really awesome. I will say this about seeing Neve Campbell in person. She is stunningly beautiful.
Yeah. She looked great in that picture, man.
Yeah. She was just like, there was words escaped me. So wow. Yeah, I was like, oh damn.
I want to meet her so bad.
While we were having our picture taken, also off to the side, drinking a cup of coffee, I guess waiting on the group session that they were going to do after that, was Jamie Kennedy just sitting there hanging out.
Oh,
nice. Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. So that was cool. And that was fun. And now back home and, you know, out of convention and out of money.
That was going to say, well, a lot less rich than you were when you left.
Yeah. But yeah, it was worth it. It was a good time. Took the kid. He had a good time. So
what do you think his favorite was, Rob, out of all the pictures that you were able to get? What do you think his favorite was?
I assume Tom Atkins.
Really?
You'd assume wrong.
Now, you know, he was really excited about the AEW wrestlers that were there. John Moxley and Ruby Soho. He was real excited to meet them. So that might be it. I don't know. Honestly, though, he had a blast at the after party with the bands and stuff. Yeah.
Talked about that, too.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that at some point. I don't know if that was I can't ever remember if it's main episode stuff or just bullshitting before we record, though.
I think that one was main. I don't remember.
Yeah. So anyway, good time. Never been to a horror convention before. But it was a lot of fun. So hopefully I'll get a chance to go do something like that again.
Got me wanting to go to one.
I met, Tony Todd, Nev Campbell, and Tom Atkins. Knocked all those off the list.
Hey, two out of three of those are really, really good. And Tom Atkins hates
Tony Todd, apparently.
How dare you put those words into my mouth? How dare you?
Yeah. All right. So we are done with what have we been up to? You want to do this bullshit email thing? Get it out of the way.
I wouldn't call it bullshit.
I just did.
Well, I still wouldn't call it bullshit.
I didn't say you would, but I certainly would.
You're being rude.
To who?
To you. This is a very professional email, might I add.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Is it stained with his tears as he was writing it?
I'm going to stain an email.
I don't know.
What the fuck?
I don't know what you do. You leaked onto the show.
You might have leaked into the email too somehow.
Yeah.
All right. It says, hello, my name is Mike, and I would like an appeal for my ban on This Horror Life. Host and producer Mr. Rob Humphrey has said many times on several different platforms that I am banned from This Horror Life, and I have never been given a clear reason why. So do you have a clear reason for him, Rob?
I wasn't paying attention. What?
Oh, my God.
He knows why. He made me watch that damn Psycho remake, and he comes on here acting like it's a good movie. You're at the door, pal.
That's it? One go?
We don't play around.
One strike and you're out? That's it?
That's how we play at This Horror Life.
Okay. First of all, that's how you play at This Horror Life. I have never said one strike and you're out rule. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing this show anymore, Rob.
Apparently not, because he's on the show, so...
What about Kat? Kat came on here and made you watch some weird French thing.
Yeah, but that's to be expected from Kat.
What do you expect from me?
Kat's going to make you watch some weird French thing if you have her on your show. That's just how it goes.
I mean, let's put it this way. He could have picked something much worse to make you watch.
Like what?
Halloween Resurrection.
He made me watch that on the other show.
You can't hold that against me here, though. That's not fair.
It's a good reason not have you on over here, though.
Damn it. I mean, I could
have. Hey, man. Look, we're looking at the totality of your character. You know, when you go on, when you're on trial for a criminal charge in court, they have character witnesses and people who will come in and defend your character and people who come in and talk about what a bag of shit you are. And that's what we're looking at right now. What kind of bag of shit are you, Mikey?
Talk about.
There's a whole Feast movie that we haven't seen yet. I'm just saying. I mean, there are worse out there.
There are much worse.
Here's the thing about that. I think both of us know neither one of us is going to pull the pin on that grenade. Because that means we got to watch it too.
Yeah. That's like the nuclear missile. Like,
yeah.
You
yeah,
could launch it, but what's going to happen?
Yeah, that's assured mutual self-destruction is all that is.
And you know what the messed up part is? Somebody's going to do it one day. One day.
It's not going to be me. That's all I know.
Anyway, that's the reasons there.
Damn.
That's not a very fair reason.
Well,
because it was bound to happen at some point. We can only do so many. There's only so many remake rumbles for us to do. So it's gonna happen eventually.
I would have killed the remake rumble before we did that one.
No, no. All right, I'm gonna continue reading this. All three, yes, Rob, three of my appearances on This War of Life, I have brought deep insight, intelligent dissection of films and scenes, high quality entertainment, and the utmost professionalism.
None of that is true. I've never heard him bring any of that to anything.
That's not true at all. I'm intelligent sometimes.
No, you're not. All right, look. All right, first of all,
sometimes was a keyword.
You say three. I don't even remember. Here's what I remember. I remember Psycho, and then you did a run-in on an episode.
That was a good time.
I don't remember. Funny. What's the other one? I don't even remember what other episode you did.
The Stephen King episode.
Oh, yeah. That's right, where you were all wrong about Maximum Overdrive not being his best adaptation.
You're wrong about that, Rob. You're the one who's wrong about that, first of all. Let's get that shit straight right now.
I had a very good list, too, by the way, on that one.
Yeah,
maybe. I don't remember. That was a long time ago.
I actually can't remember what the other one was now off the top of my head.
That was it. The run in and
he did the run in with Captain.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, what happened was I was cleaning up the freaking rats, and
what had happened was
I went in the wrong room. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. It's all right.
All right. So is that it?
Oh no, it goes on. Also, as everybody knows, Mr. Rob Humphrey is much better behaved. No, it's not.
I'd like to talk to the manager. Oh, my God.
Are you done bitching, Rob?
Sorry. Just go on.
Also, as everybody knows, Mr. Rob Humphrey is much better behaved, respectful, and tolerable on This War of Life as opposed to his behavior on Slasher Radio.
This is a bullshit false narrative that everybody keeps pushing. I am exactly the same on both shows.
Okay. When every single person says you are not... We're not all wrong.
See, but I live in a world where you all are on a regular basis.
This is the one thing Greg's been right about. We can't take it from him. Even he knows this.
No, I am not. I am exactly the same here as I am over there. The only difference is it might be margarita in a can, but margarita in a can has been retired.
That's a whole nother issue.
All right. I'm gonna continue this. Having to deal with him in his quote unquote margarita in a can antics on Slasher Radio, I feel a reprieve is needed, and I deserve a periodic portion of time where I get to be pampered and treated like a guest by Rob.
Yeah, well, welcome aboard. But I mean, all that's moot because margarita in a can has been retired. I am on to Diet Pepsi in a bottle.
First of all, out of a bottle?
See, it's not going to get over.
Plastic bottle.
Just because you say it's retired does not mean that whole margarita and cannibal shit did not happen.
No, it happened. It happened. I acknowledge that it happened, but it's retired now. So it's not going to happen going forward.
I don't believe you.
It's done.
I don't believe you. Anyways, this horror life has been an atrocity. What? That needs to be corrected as soon as possible.
See?
Me being banned from This Horror Life.
He comes on our show and calls it an atrocity, and you want to invite him back on?
No, that was my bad. I read wrong.
Thanks, Ghost. Appreciate that.
I'm sorry. Me being banned from This Horror Life has been an atrocity that needs to be corrected as soon as possible. P.S. I'll be damned if I'm paying for a Thunderballs trophy. Yours truly, Mikey Jack Daniels in a can bones.
See, it's a bad attitude right there.
Well, why would I pay for that? I'm not paying for a trophy Thunderballs. But anyway, I think that was a very thought out appeal, and I have a right to appeal this.
And here you are.
Here I am.
To be fair, I didn't get a right to appeal when I was brought to horror court.
Yes, you did. You didn't act right. But here I am.
As far as I know, you never paid off your punishment either.
Nope. To be fair, though, I have asked what those movies are again, and I've been told that it has been forgotten which movies were picked. So
it's that's published for the world to listen to. Just go back and fucking listen.
I don't even know what episode that was. That's a lot of work.
We're missing up. We're mixing up cases here.
Yeah.
But either way, that's my thoughts put out, and I'm throwing myself.
All right, fine. Look, I think we all know I'm nothing if not reasonable. So here's okay. what I'm willing to do for you, Mikey.
Okay.
We're going to lift the ban. We're going to put you on probation.
Okay.
We're going to see how it goes. All right.
Okay. That's fair.
All right. So don't be getting all stupid on this episode. You'll be right back to banned.
I'm never stupid. Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
All right.
That's fair. All right. So I'm back in the game, coach, right?
You're back. Yeah. You're back all in right. the game right now. I know. All right. Fine. Whatever. Just end this right now. Whatever gets this over with. Okay. So that was that.
Well, better than I thought it would.
What am I going to do? You're already on the show. I mean, I guess I could boot you from the Zoom call, yeah. but
you'll say, imagine if you did that, like, yeah. it'd be so heartbreaking.
Yeah, I could just mute you. What do we got? News up next. There ain't really shit for news. I don't know if you found anything or not, Ghost, but
I found a couple things, but they're all just, you know, tiny, small stories, nothing
yeah.
major. Cause we did like just record.
Yeah, well, I found a couple of small things too. Stephen King has given his stamp of approval to the movie X.
Oh, okay.
He tweeted, X is an extremely good horror movie, scary, smart, knowing, oh, and entertaining. So Stephen King has given his stamp of approval to Ty West's X. It's an excellent movie. Everybody should go see it.
Yeah, I have heard so many good things. It was on my list of things I wanted to watch this weekend, but it's not out on any of those, like, websites to watch movies on.
Mm-hmm. You know what you do? You go to the movie theater. That's how you do it, Ghost.
I don't have time for that.
Get up and go and sit and enjoy a film inside a movie theater.
Yeah, but there's people there, and
yeah, some gym. Kids get rowdy.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with that.
All you gotta do is fart them out.
Okay, I'm not going to do that. You're more than welcome. And
oh, I have done it.
Capable of doing that, but I am not going to.
I absolutely have done it.
Oh, I know. I've heard all about it.
Yeah. All right. Scream 6, Six Scream coming up.
Six Scream.
Huh?
Scream 6.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Six Scream.
I'm going to fucking punch you. I swear to God.
Five Cream Part 2.
That's worse. That is worse.
Is being released March 31st, 2023. One of the directors, because it's co-directors from Radio Silence, and the guy whose name I don't know how to say, is it Gillette? Does anybody know?
Does anybody care? I don't know what you're talking about.
Tyler Gillette. He's like one of the directors. We're going with that. He's part of Radio Silence, so he's one of the he's one of the co-directors of the film. Has said that this movie has to be willing to risk it all to subvert expectations. That's what he told Empire. What do you guys think that means?
Nev Campbell dies.
You think so?
No.
Yeah.
The end of Sydney Prescott.
They need to not bring her back.
I haven't heard that she's officially back. I know that Courtney Cox is back.
Courtney Cox might be dead next.
Well, she could be.
I don't know. I don't know anymore. I don't want Sydney to die.
That'd be something. I meet Sydney thing. And they just kill her off.
No, she got kids and a husband and a dog.
No,
leave her alone.
Married
let her
to
live
Mark.
A happy. Yeah, let her live a happy life.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll see what that means. I don't know. I mean, because they did, you know, we talked about this before. And Mikey, we interviewed the writers on Slasher Radio. Mm-hmm. They made mention of how the main characters have sort of built up plot armor through the sequels, and they wanted to strip that away, and they did effectively in Five Cream. So going into Five Cream Part 2, you'd think anything could happen.
Stop calling it Five Cream, first of all. Yes, we did. And first of all, they lied to us because we came right out and asked them about a Scream 6, and they said they don't know.
Yeah, that's to be expected, though.
I know, but that's still messed up. But anyway, that's what, you know, like we talked about it with them, too. And I've seen it a lot. Like everyone loves these new characters.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That might have given them the inflation they needed to kind of pull the trigger on the last two final. I don't know. That's scary.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. I don't know, but saying that it needs to, what's he say? Risk it all. I don't know that All right. They're going to try and do something big, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We will see. And then the last thing I had is we finally got our first look at Nicolas Cage's Dracula and the Universal Monster movie Renfield. Did you guys see this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think?
I don't know what to think with Nicolas Cage anymore. I just let him do his thing.
Right. The man's he's a gem. And he should be allowed to do whatever he wants, but
yeah, one way to put it.
I did think that the costume, I don't know. It looked weird, but the only picture I saw was like him in a parking lot.
Yeah.
Or something in like the middle of the day. So it's not going to look like that.
He's like looking at his hands.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so it's not going to look like makeup. That, like on film, you know, in the movie. Obviously, if they've got a Dracula that can just walk across a parking lot in the middle of the afternoon, then they've screwed up the lore of Dracula all the hell.
True.
So it's, you know, but it looked odd to me. But again, I don't know how that's going to look on film.
I imagine cool. It'll look cool.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for the movie. Love Nicolas Cage. And
Nicolas I like these... Cage is just out of this world right now with the shit he's been doing.
Yeah. I like these Universal Monster updates that they've been doing. So, well, I like the Invisible Man.
Stupid suit.
See, you invite him on and look what happens.
Point.
He starts picking at me.
He's got a point.
They have been on a roll with those Universals, though.
That suit is badass.
Mm. Right. That's not the movie, though.
Mm-hmm. But it's a good movie.
But that's not the Invisible Man.
What? It's an updated Invisible Man. They're not going to have you drink a potion. That's stupid.
How is that?
Because people don't drink potions.
You're an idiot.
I wish I had a potion.
Around drinking a potion
right now. I drink a potion.
I need a
right
potion
now.
In a can.
Yeah, you do.
All right. That's all I got for news. I told you I didn't have a whole hell of a lot. Ghost, what do you have?
Just a couple things. Evil Dead the game, the single player mode that they've been working on, will have missions that relive classic scenes and lore from the franchise, which will be pretty cool to play.
Yeah.
Something
tells me it's going to be half-assed.
I don't think so, because they pushed back the release of this game, I think, for the single-player stuff.
We'll see. I'm looking forward to it. I love Ash. I love Evil Dead stuff. So,
well, I'm just saying, I know you're not much of a multiplayer game mm-hmm. person, so mm-hmm. I know.
I'm hella good at it, though.
Okay.
Yeah. I was playing as Ash on Dead by Daylight when I ran right past those motherfuckers and out the door the other night.
I can't even argue with him anymore.
It's just so funny that, like, I know how they feel, but oh, there's that son of a bitch didn't do nothing.
And the killer's probably, man, that fucking, I didn't even see him once all game.
Nope, he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I'm so good at that game.
No. All right. In other news, obviously Jennifer Tilly is returning to season 2 of Chucky, which is supposed to return this fall. So super excited about that.
I still haven't finished season 1.
Turnaround time. You need to finish it.
I got 2 episodes left.
I just finished them.
I know.
It's like an hour and a half of your time.
I know, but I get pulled into other stuff. I mean, I'm watching Bunny Man right now.
Well, stop watching fucking Bunny Man and finish the Chucky series.
You can't just stop watching Bunny Man. I'm in the middle of it.
Oh, my God. You see what I fucking deal with, Mike? By myself.
Right, I don't deal with it. I know.
Yeah, but you have
see,
Kat
I'm exactly
with you
the same on both
it.
Shows.
He does watch the same exact stupid shit and talk about it on both shows.
I know, but I'm just saying, at least you have Kat to help you out. It's me.
Yeah, you think Kat's always a help?
Not always.
Yeah, sometimes
knows what's good. Woods,
defend Tom Atkins over Gail Weathers. I don't. Cat's not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Dr. All right. Chalice my last is whooping ass in that tournament.
I hate it.
I'm so happy. Nothing made me happy.
He almost cried the last week. First week that he thought he was so happy.
Uh-huh. Wow. I cannot. The other thing that I found to talk about is that Gunn Media released who the characters are that you'll be able to play in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre game, or as they call them, victims.
Be survivors when I'm playing as them.
Actually, this game might be right up Rob's alley. Just walk around and hide.
It is very stealth heavy.
It is, yeah. But it's very exciting to see these playable characters and kind of get these little blurbs about their backstories and what they're going to bring to the table.
Some of the characters look cool, but I just looked at the pictures. I didn't read that blurbs. I ain't doing all that reading.
They're like two sentences each.
It's too much. Too much reading.
I bet there's a picture of them that you didn't see.
Oh,
yeah?
Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to see if I can find it really. Oh, wait. I think I did already.
Are you going to send me that picture of that horse again?
No.
Where do you... Now I'm...
Look at that.
I'm intrigued. I want to see. Let me see.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah. No, I did see that.
Yeah. Yeah, Rob.
Oh, I didn't see that, huh? I would have read blurbs about that.
Yeah, Wes Keltner, CEO of Gun Media. Uh-huh. He put out a picture of the survivors' butts.
Yep.
Hey, their end is near, is how he captioned it.
Yep. I'm going to be a Julie main. I can't wait. It's crazy how much thought went into all these characters, and they look phenomenal.
I'm going to be a Connie main, and you know what? It's just not fair that they gave her the biggest ass.
What?
Yep.
Connie?
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about these people like I know who they are.
Well, if you read the blurbs, you'd fucking know.
I'm going to read the blurbs. Well, they're like five characters.
It's literally like three sentences.
That's maybe 15 sentences. That shit adds up. I'm over here trying to watch Bunny Man, and you're trying to make me read.
Fucking Bunny Man. I can't. Anyways, anytime anything gets dropped about this game, I get super fucking hyped about it. I cannot wait to get some semblance of a trailer. I know we did get some sneak peek, but I'd love to see some gameplay. And even once we find out a release date for it, I will lose my mind. Because
what are the odds that the Texas Chainsaw Massacre rights get thrown into a lawsuit?
Why would you say that?
Just tossing it out there.
Well, don't even say it. No, it won't, because, man, that thing, if there's ever a title that gets prostituted and slutted around, it's that damn Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah.
Look at it, man. It's a shame.
Yeah.
I would imagine almost they went like through some extra hoops to make sure, like, hey, no one's going to try to steal this and sue you over it, right?
Yeah.
It is almost like Amityville. In Amityville, you don't even need rights to. Anybody can use it.
Nope. Anybody can do anything.
Texas Chainsaw's almost that bad.
Yeah. We're gonna have to make our own movie, the Amityville Podcast.
I hate you.
I'll workshop it.
All right. God, you know what? You do it. That. I don't think so.
You guys aren't as fun as Cat is. She'll help me.
I'm just going to let Cat know right now.
They'll definitely be a shark. Oh, fuck.
No, she's definitely going to help. God damn it.
I saw a poster at the convention for that new Sharkula movie.
Nah. Really? You seen Cat there?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
I didn't buy it. It was $20, and I was kind of like, yeah, $20. So, yeah, $20. But so there's hopefully going to be some merch for Sharkula coming. That'd be cool.
I hate that.
All right. Is that it for news?
Yeah, that's all I had.
All right. Let's push on into the topic this week, which is our top five horror video games of all time.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are obviously much bigger gamers than I am when it comes to this kind of stuff, but I think I've put together a solid list.
I'm interested to see it.
Yeah.
I am actually most interested to see your list, Rob, because... Yeah. I have no idea what's going to be on it.
All right, well, we'll get there, but who wants to kick this sumbitch off?
Well, I do want to mention, you know, because I caught a lot of slack last time we did top five something, that this is top five all time to us, because obviously not all of us have played every single horror video game out there. So I just want to say that
before
everybody jumps down my throat.
Your disclaimer's noted, Ghost.
Thank you.
It's going to help me too, because,
Rob, it's going to help you out the most, probably.
I don't know about that. My list is pretty strange.
Okay.
This is the top five to me. So, yes, I agree with that.
Yeah.
All right. I have zero honorable mentions. So,
all right. Well,
nope, we'll the top five to me.
We'll just mention
nothing.
Those at the end then.
Okay. Yeah, I've got nothing there. All right, should we let Mikey kick it off since he's the quote-unquote guest?
He is a guest, and you will treat him as such, Robert.
That you got to put quotes around it and everything. Mm-hmm. Man, I should Rick James your couch.
Yeah, leaked anyway. Right in here.
Like the word leaked. My number five, Dead by Daylight. That's where it goes. It's lucky it's on the damn list. I hate this game with the intensities of A Million Suns, but it's pushing for, like, this game allows indie companies and, you know, even AAA companies, it allows these newer games to get budgets and even put into production. So and, you know, it does do things right every once in a blue moon.
They got the ring thing right.
No, they didn't. That thing's OP as hell. I heard that.
You could see the reaction on my face. The fact that this game even made your fucking list, Mike.
Yeah, it's on.
I'm shocked because it's not on mine.
Yeah, it's not on mine either, and I'm a master at it.
So both your lists are wrong because this is all on. Like, this game needs to be on it because it's very important, and I hate it. I hate to say it even, but it's on there, man.
So number five. I had Dead by Daylight listed as an honorable mention. Because I agree. I think it is doing. You don't have any. Shut up. It did do a lot. I think it's pushing for more companies to try to get into that asymmetrical horror games and kind of putting stuff out there. But there's just
could you use so words during this episode that nerds? It's not only nerd stuff.
Asymmetrical.
Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about? What is that?
Okay. Do you know what symmetrical means?
Yeah,
the word in general. Okay, the opposite of that.
You need to explain it to our audience though, because they might not know.
I think they know.
No, all right.
Jesus fucking Christ!
That is a term for these stuff, like Friday the 13th.
Yeah, Dead because by Daylight, it's not. It's not like it's not 4v4 where it's even. It's one person versus four, or one person versus what is it, six or seven on Friday? I don't know off the top of my head, but
seven.
Yeah. I think that they have done good. However, the game itself has so many balancing issues that I just couldn't put it on my list.
That's why it's five for me.
You guys going on about how tough this game is. All you got to do is hide and let everybody else do everything and then run out the door.
If we all did that, how would things get done, Rob?
Well, not everybody can do that. Only the champions.
The champions.
I hate this guy.
Yeah, Mikey, what do you got at number five? Wait, you just went. Ghost, what do you have at number five?
I put Left 4 Dead at number five.
My list. I never played it.
A very impactful game for me. It was. I always mention it as one of the first games that really got me into like online gaming. I don't know how to describe it. It's just there's no game that ever really did anything right. That tried to be like Back 4 Blood tried to be Left 4 Dead, but they didn't get the online like versus mode. So it just is not as good. It was such a balanced game and it's just so good. They did zombies so good in that game. It's really good. That's all I could say about it. I love it too much.
Well, that's cool. I never played it. I don't know anything about it. So,
all right.
My number five is Friday the 13th
at five?
At five, yeah,
disgusting creature.
Yeah.
What
the fuck?
Five.
Mm-hmm. All right. I assume we're going to talk about this game later.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll just move on then. I think I don't see what's wrong with putting it at five. I'm talking about the five best ever, and I put it on the list. That's something.
No, I mean, it's not.
If that's not at number one for Mike, I'd be surprised.
All right. Well, we'll move on then because I know we'll be talking about it later.
Okay.
What's your number four, whoever the hell's turn it is?
It's me. All right. Five. My number four is a game that was not extremely popular, but has kind of become an internet darling. A lot of people seem to be looking back at this. Slender, the Eight Pages.
Was it some Slender Man bullshit?
Yes.
It's the original Slender Man game, yeah.
This was a fan-made game. This was, as I think it was a fan. I'm 90% sure it was a fan-made game. It just got really freaking popular online. It wasn't crazy. And it was legit scary. Like, I remember playing that with my friends, and we'd be on the phone, house phones back in the day, and we'd all be playing it at the same time because it wasn't an online game. And dude, we would scream like little girls about it. It's scary as shit. So the simplicity that they were able to turn effective, as well as, you know, Slender Man was the shit back then, and, you know, it didn't need to be anything crazy. It was perfect the way it was.
Slender, I think, too, gets a lot of credit for making gaming and watching Let's Plays and where streaming is now. Like, Slender was like the first game that people were like, okay, I'm gonna go watch other people play it because I'm too fucking scared to play it myself.
Are you sure the first game to make people watch people streaming wasn't Stardew Valley?
I'm positive. Anyways, right. But yeah, it was an indie game that was released. It was a free to play game,
right?
And I remember watching specifically Markiplier play this like years and years and years and years ago, and it was fucking terrifying. Like, I couldn't bring myself to play it because I am a bitch when it comes to jump scares, and that's kind of what this game is. Because all of a sudden you look behind you and there he is, fucking staring at y'all, creepy.
Please don't do that.
Don't
refer to these streaming people by their streaming names as if they're real people that we should all know.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. I'm trying to bring the nerd quotient down a little bit. All right.
I'm not even being that nerdy.
We're getting into cat territory now.
Holy shit. Wow.
She's not here. Ghost, okay. What was your number four?
I had Outlast at number four.
No. Cool.
So I don't know if either of you had that on your list.
I never even heard of it, so no.
This game, let me look. I don't remember when it came out. I think it was early 2000s. Like,
September 13th.
Thank you. This game is almost like found footage horror. Because you go into this old fucking asylum or whatever, and all you have is this camera to see because it's pitch black, and it is fucking terrifying. I was never able to play through the game because it just scared the fucking shit out of me. And it was a really, really, really big hit when it came out just because it was something so different with the mechanics of you have to use this flashlight on the camera, and if the battery dies, you're shit out of luck. Like, you can't see shit, and that's it. So I don't know, it was just really, really liked this game even though I couldn't play it.
Yeah, I never played. Mikey, have you played this game?
Yes.
Yeah, your thoughts on it, Mike?
It will come up again.
Okay. All righty. Mm. Well, you should have told me that. I wouldn't have said so much.
Right. Well, here we go. I'm going to take you guys back. You ready? Oh, you ready to get in the Wayback Machine?
No.
Okay.
Because we're going to go all the way back to 1989.
I know what you picked.
When a company named LJN published Friday the 13th for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This game was the very first horror game I ever played as a kid. It scared the living shit out of me.
Yeah.
It is completely not scary now, but obviously when it came out, you were like, oh shit. You know, as soon as Jason popped up on the screen, like, oh fuck. This game was, in the traditional, like, late 80s, early 90s video game tradition, it's damn near impossible to beat this game. So it's got that going for it. So you can play and play and play for hours and hours and hours and not really make any progress. But I absolutely love this game. Like I said, first horror game I ever played. And the jump that you would get when you saw Jason in one of those cabins was just absolutely amazing. So I love it. It's the Friday the 13th Nintendo Entertainment System video game. And that is number four on my list. I assume it's not on either one of yours.
It was an honorable mention for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did play that on the NES. Obviously, probably around 95-ish is when I played it. Yeah, it was. I mean, that's what it was back then. The Friday the 13th game that Rob had at number 5, which is completely wrong, but anyway, like that was that of its time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We didn't know any different, mm-hmm. You know. And it was awesome, and it brought, you know, it's another way to bring Jason into homes. It has to be somewhere. Yeah.
Yep. And damn near impossible to beat.
It's a fucking hard game. Yeah.
All those games back in the day were damn near impossible, man.
I was just gonna say, damn near any NES game was, you couldn't beat it. That's you weren't getting anywhere. And guess what? If you go back today, good fucking luck. It's 10 times harder.
Yeah.
Bobby broke a Wii controller. When we had an apartment together, we played Super Mario Brothers 3, and he got so close to beating one of those ships, he threw the fucking controller. It shattered.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good difficult look.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got at number 3, Mikey?
Number 3, Outlast.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, I didn't finish this game. I didn't get super far in this game. My younger cousin kind of turned me on to it. I'm not huge on one player games other than sports games, but usually when I play games, I'm going to want it to be online. But, you know, this is like a one player sit with it kind of Robin Cat kind of game,
mm-hmm.
and turn the lights off. You sit with somebody or a couple of people and you just sit and have the shit scared out of you. And it's fucking awesome. And I'm sure there were games like this before, you know, I'm sure of it, but I feel like it really changed the tone of games like that. And going forward, it was different because of Outlast, I feel. And they really stepped that game, that level up mm-hmm. for that style of game. And they were a game changer for it.
Yeah, I think Outlast really brought into like that slow burn tension building. Yeah. So that game just really gives you anxiety when you play it. You're like, shit, okay. What's going to happen if I turn this corner? Is there going to be someone there? You know, you got to, you know, get through this without disturbing these fucking, like, they're not even really human anymore. Like creatures, you know, it's just so terrifying.
They throw that game on sale a lot, Rob. If it's ever on sale, it'll scare the shit out of you.
Well, I was going to say, I still haven't played it since when Ghost mentioned it. So,
yeah, I mean, I don't blame you.
Yeah. Ghost, what'd you have at number 3?
I lumped all of these games kind of together as a franchise. At number 3, I have Resident Evil.
No, yeah.
I kind of lumped all those games together.
I saw that one movie, garbage.
Okay, well, the games are not the movie, first of all.
I know, that's all I got, though.
We've been over this. I think that Resident Evil has evolved over the years, and there was a big resurgence with the, I don't want to say it's the remake, but they like, I guess it is a remake slash remaster of 2 and 3, right? It was 2 and 3? And it just goes to show like how those games were so impactful in horror that they were able to literally just like up the graphics on them and re-release them. And everybody was like, oh shit, this is the game I fell in love with and I get to play it again. And I can't even think right now. Like my brain is broken. They're just so good. All of them. Well, not all of them. Not all of them. But
I bought that Texas Chainsaw looking one. When it came out, but
then 7.
Yeah, then it was first person, so I never played it.
Yeah, so Resident Evil always had that stupid, which is why I really did not like playing them, where it's like over the shoulder camera, and that's kind of what they've been known for. But the first person I liked, I still haven't played that one. Every time I talk about it, I'm always like, oh, I'll stream it, and then I never do, so I haven't played it yet.
First person sucks.
I enjoy first person.
Yeah, sucks.
I enjoy first person over that over the shoulder bullshit.
It's the same thing practically.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's all wonky. But they released Resident Evil 8, which is Village.
Yeah.
They what they did with that game was phenomenal as well. So they're on quite the path of bringing those games back. You can't have a top five list and not mention Resident Evil at all, I feel.
Oh, well, we'll see how that goes. Yeah. Hold my margarita in a can.
I mean, Resident Evil was one of the first horror games to come out.
I just talked about Friday the 13th from 1989. You're going to talk about Resident Evil?
I said one of, first of all, hold on. Now I got to figure out which year it came out.
Yeah, tell me what year that came out, because I got 96. A game coming up.
There you go.
When was it?
96.
Okay, all right. It's got my next one beat. It did come out before this one.
Yeah.
All right. My number three is the 2001 PlayStation 2 game, or at least that's where I played. It was on PlayStation 2. I don't know what the fuck. Maybe it was on other shit. called Fatal Frame.
Oh, Fatal Frame.
I don't know if you guys played this game, but this game was scary as shit. You were you played like this little Japanese girl who went into like this mansion that was full of like haunted, is like full of ghosts and stuff. And the only way you could find the ghost was by taking pictures of them. And oh my God, when you point that camera and take a picture of a ghost, it would scare the shit out of you.
There's like a ton of Fatal Frame games too.
Yeah. I guess it's the original one. I don't know. It's just called Fatal Frame. And we played it. I mean, we played it forever. That game was so much fun and it was so goddamn scary. I don't know that I've been scared by a game that much since, honestly.
Yeah, I never played it. There's a YouTuber I watch that she plays them all the time. She actually just played through literally, like, think all five of them.
I appreciate you not saying her dumb YouTube name.
Her name's Gab Smolders.
I've watched her videos.
Yeah, I love her. She's great.
She got a whole series on Stardew Valley. She has a very calming voice, though. Puts me to sleep.
Same. I love her videos so much. She has two different run-throughs of Stardew Valley, so... You can go back and watch the second one.
Her name isn't stupid because you watch them.
her name's fine then. Yeah, we can say her name. Her name is not like Horsehead 742 or whatever, that, you know.
That's pretty fair.
Okay. That is fair. But yeah, those games are really scary. I've watched her play them and I can understand how when that game came out, the graphics were like terrifying. With those fucking ghosts.
It's absolutely terrifying, that game. It used to scared the hell out of me when we were playing it. You'd get scared to you'd lift a camera and you'd be terrified. You know what I mean? That's just dumb, but you would be. So anyway, yeah, Fatal Frame is my number three. Mikey, what do you got at number two?
Number two, 1996. I don't like how close me and Ghost lists are. I didn't lump all the games in together, but I am going to pick the original Resident Evil.
I still haven't played it since Ghost mentioned it.
Okay. on this Xbox, I don't have it. On my last one, I did. It was on sale, the original one, Resident Evil. And I meant to play it. Man, this game, it kind of like Outlast, I was mentioning. Like, this game, this is like the formula, or was the formula. When Resident Evil came out, the world stopped. We were like, holy fucking shit. It was one of those first games to take horror outside of, it was a movie practically, you know, and it was just, it legit scared the shit out of you too. Like those dogs, and they brought jump scares into the new generation of video gaming at the time. And I know how we, Rob, have argued about this many times for Resident Evil, but it's a super important game. So it has to be up there, and it's a fun playthrough too. Like it's you know, challenging. It'll still freak you out the little bit I played of it when I had bought it a year or two ago. And Rob, you should get it and play it and stop being a butthole.
I mean, maybe I'll check out the game. I don't know. I'm going solely on the one movie that I saw,
which you can't do because the movie has nothing to do with the games.
I'm
first person too, by the way.
Oh no, I'm out.
Yeah, no. But it's the OG, you know.
It's a very important game.
Stop making everything first person.
I agree. Can't they have an option too? Like, is that right. really that
give
hard?
Give me
of
the
a
option.
Thing?
If everybody wants to play first person, give me an option to not play first person. Because sometimes playing first person make me a little sick to my stomach. I don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I've seen them do that in games. Like Grounded was a good example. You could switch between first person and third person. So I don't know why they can't implement that into more games.
Laziness. They're lazy.
I think lazy that's nerds. Something that needs to happen. Why has everyone got to be a nerd?
Because they're video game making people. You know they're nerds.
Video game making people.
Yeah. What do you have at number two, Ghost?
At number two. So my number one and my number two, I went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, as I do with all of these lists, because both of these games are important. To both gaming and to me. So at number two, I ended up putting PT.
The hell's that?
The fuck are you talking about?
PT it stands for playable trailer. It was a playable trailer that was released on the PlayStation as a demo for the Silent Hill game that Hideo Kojima and Guillermo del Toro were working on before it got next, and it was fucking terrifying, and it has led to a lot of people trying to copy it. Basically, is you're in a house and you just basically keep looping around, and every time you loop through, something different happens.
Are you're telling me there? Some dumbass got Guillermo del Toro to make their video game and they nixed it?
Yeah. I'm telling you that would be Konami. Nerds. That would be Konami. It's their fault.
No, that's terrible.
It was released. I think it was only on the PlayStation 3.
And you're also telling me your number two horror game of all time is a game that's not even a game.
Correct.
Okay.
Because it's very important to gaming. When that came out, there were so many copycats.
All right. I've never even heard of it. Mike, have you heard of this?
Never.
Yeah. Never? Really?
Never.
No. Really? No. There have been so many copycats that have tried to take this formula, and for it to be something that was just a demo for a game, like it could have been a game all on its own.
How long was the demo?
I don't remember off the top of my head, because it wasn't like a set time, because you could... As you were looping through, different events would happen. Like, oh, the bathroom door would start to creak open and you can go in and kind of go in there and you know, inspect the area and see what the fuck was going on. Or, you know, there were all these different little things that would happen. Let me see.
I find it hard to believe anybody would get Guillermo del Toro to work on a video game and then just decide not to do it. That's crazy to me.
They also had Norman Reedus was supposed to be working on it with them also.
Del Toro need to make a Shape of Water video game.
No, they don't.
What the hell will you rate that?
I don't know. Imagine the objective.
Rate it as number one.
I think they should have like Rob Zombie is like an executive producer on that and really see how it turns out.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. That
you
idiot.
See? There you go.
A trailer trash fish, man.
God damn it. Yeah. It'd be the worst. He'd be like a catfish man. He looks like a catfish.
What a Budweiser shirt.
Yeah. God damn it. Did you find a ghost?
Sorry.
All
let
right,
me
well.
See.
Ghost, is,
right
that
here.
Is that a mechanical
Sorry.
Keyboard?
It is. Sorry.
I hate you.
I love mechanical keyboards. Gameplay can range anywhere from 30 minutes to even 5 hours.
Well, damn, 5 hours, a whole damn video game to me.
That's what I'm saying. And it was free because it was, you know, a demo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, but very important game for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
Because of the Konami bullshit, because of who they had working on the game, and because of all the copycats of the mechanics of that game.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. My number two is a game from 1996 that I played on the original PlayStation. called Clock Tower. You guys heard of this game or you played it?
I have heard of it. I have never played it.
This game this game was so much fun. And I remember it would scare me because I would sit up. I remember I was in college at this point and I would sit up in like my apartment and play it by myself and I'd have to stop playing it because it would freak me out.
Yeah.
But it's a slasher game. Essentially, you play as a group of people who've gone up to I don't remember somewhere and some vacation place or whatever, and a serial killer returns to the town known as Scissor Man, and the object of the game is to try and uncover the mystery behind Scissor Man and figure out who it is. But it was the first video game that I remember playing where you could like hide and shit and stuff. You know, because that was mind blowing shit in 1996. We were like, oh my God, I can actually hide under this bed and stuff. And then sometimes Scissor Man would come in and get your ass anyway, and sometimes he wouldn't. But this game was an awesome game and it was so much fun. I kind of wish I could find it now. I would play it right now.
I mean, that was a computer game too, wasn't it? It was like point and click.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I just played it on PlayStation, but. It may have very well been a computer game too, but yeah, the game was so much fun and I never beat it, so I kind of would like to play it.
Yeah, I have heard a lot of things about this game. I've obviously never played it myself, but I watch a lot of Walk Culture has a gaming channel and they talk a lot about this game when it comes up in different lists, and I've always heard just really good things about it.
Yeah, it's a really cool game. It's a lot of fun. It feels like I don't know. Like I don't know if it would still be scary now. You know what I mean? Because it's kind of you know, the graphics are cartoony and everything.
Right.
But back in the day, man, that was about as scary as it got. That and Fatal Frame. Jesus Christ, give me a heart attack.
It sounds like it's an OG, like where Overlast came from. To be honest with you, the way you described it.
Right.
Or Outlast. Outlast.
I never played Outlast, so I don't know. Yeah. See, we're sort of in an impasse here.
I can see where like Fatal Frame probably played into Outlast because they have a similar where you have to use a camera. I mean, it's a video camera, but the Clock Tower game, if I am remembering correctly, on PC it is point and click.
Let me see if I can find it. No, I want to play Clock Tower.
You might be able to find it to download somewhere.
Game was fun. But anyway, yeah, I'll look for it later. Anyway, that is my number two. Mikey, what do you got at number two?
Number one.
What do you got at number one?
Our Mikey? Number one is not the same, Mike.
It is. we've put together a great list, very diverse list for the most part. In 2017. On May 26th, the perfect horror game was created, and that was by Gun Media.
Some might say the fifth most perfect horror video game.
No, one person would say that, and they're wrong. Friday the 13th, the game, I could probably go on for a couple hours about everything that's fucking awesome about this game, but most importantly, I think, is the realism. That Gun went above and beyond to make sure every single aspect of this game is like the movie. They have a very franchise first mentality. I was playing the other day and like, I still catch myself like getting lost in how good of a job they did in this game. Like Jason was by the window and I hit him and it stunned him. And like when he came out of the stun, like that, I don't know how to explain it. Like he did like this twist of the neck as he came out. It's just like if you really sit and watch small details like that, they did it all for this game, and it functions perfect. Like inside maps, out, well, there's no inside, but when you're inside a house, when you're outside the cabins, it's so smooth. It's just fucking the most perfect game ever created, and it's a shame what happened with the lawsuit, because I think it would have only gotten better, and I'm looking forward to Texas Chainsaw that Gun's working on next. But I mean, Friday the 13th is a flawless video game.
I have Friday the 13th, obviously, as my number one for various reasons. I mean, it is brought a lot of good into my life since I started playing that game. You know, obviously I would not have this podcast right now if I did not play that game.
So that son of a bitch and video games to blame.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch and game. Damn.
Yep. The game's to blame. But like Mike said, it's a damn near perfect game. The details that they put into it, you can just tell the love that they put into making that game. And it's one of the most well-balanced games as mm-hmm. far as the asymmetrical horror goes. I mean, obviously, when you and I play, Mike, it is not always so balanced because we're just too good at that game now.
I'm goated.
But, yeah. You're right. You're goated. But it's that, just... Rob's not even paying attention. He just like shut himself off.
No, did not shut myself off. I muted myself and I was looking at this clock tower thing you sent me. But I don't understand how to download it, so I'm not going to do it.
Okay. Well, it's just such a great game. It's a fun game to play. Again, it sucks that there was a lawsuit because I know that they were working on a lot of more material that we will never actually get to play. Unless you download some crazy ass mods or some shit like that, but it's just a wonderful game, really good game.
I really like the Friday the 13th game. You know, Friday the 13th is my favorite franchise. And Mike,
is that the consensus we came to?
It doesn't matter what everybody else thinks. And we don't get to vote on what my favorite is. I really like the game. They put a lot of love into it. It's just unfortunately they made a fantastic game that's not for me. Like, it's just not the kind of game I enjoy playing. So I bought the game when it came out and I found I just didn't play it that much.
Yeah, it's not really a game for the type of person that wants to sit and just play by themselves.
Yeah,
because there is a lot of teamwork involved in that game.
Yeah, and I hate teamwork.
You hate working with anyone.
Mm-hmm. And also, when I did try and play it, I sucked at it real bad. So there's that too. Yeah.
Rob's the kind of person that if you do everything to get the car together,
mm-hmm.
and he has the keys, so you can go. It'll take you out of a 20-minute match, fucking. All in all, getting the parts, bringing them there, finding everything, fighting off Jason to get him over there, all this shit. And Rob just comes with the keys as you're fighting Jason off after you get the car together, takes the car and goes.
You're damn right. Yep. You're damn right. That's the kind of person I am.
That's why we don't play the game with Rob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'll be driving off into the sunset, you motherfuckers.
I hate people like that, man. Son of a bitch. Rob, what goes through your head when you do things like that? Like, how could you?
Ha ha, I won. That's what goes through my head.
Wow. Just fuck everybody else, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently. Goddamn.
Absolutely. I'm playing for keeps, baby.
So happy about it, dude.
Yeah. All right. So that's you guys. Both of you had that at number one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's the right answer.
I am amazed that both of you are that wrong. Because the real number one game came from Supermassive.
No.
It is a game entitled Until Dawn.
Okay.
Until Dawn is an incredible game that I'd never seen anything like it. It's part video game, part playable movie. And the production and everything that they put into this thing, the cast they got Rami Malek in this game, for God's sake. The guy went on to win an Oscar. It's just all around, everything about it is fantastic. It's infinitely, I'll get it right eventually, replayable. With tons of different endings, and it's so much fun. I absolutely love Until Dawn. I love the other games that Supermassive has put out since then, the sort of the Dark Anthology series, and I can't wait for the new one that's coming out.
So I'm gonna fight you a little bit on your logic with that one. I actually had Until Dawn as an honorable mention. Uh-huh. I don't think it has infinite replayability.
Well, I think you're wrong.
There's only so many endings you can get.
Right, but you got to try and get them, first of all, which ain't easy to get all the
once
Indians.
You play the game like once or twice, you kind of know what you're doing.
No.
And second of all, how, like, Friday the 13th has infinite replayability.
Yeah, but there's no progress ever made in that game.
There is. You rank up.
No. Nobody cares about that. That's boring. That's one of the reasons I don't like those kind of games. Like, I never, you play a match and then it's like, okay, I played a match. You know, like, it's not for me. But, you know, maybe Until Dawn's not for you. I don't know.
No,
but
don't get me wrong. I love that game. I think it did a lot for, they're just so much fun to play because, like you said, they are literally like you're playing a movie.
Mm-hmm.
But my biggest gripe with Until Dawn is that it was a PS4 or mm-hmm. PS3, PS4 Four. Exclusive. Mm-hmm. So
I know it was a PS4 because that's the reason I bought my PS4.
Right.
We talked about this fairly recently.
We did. Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely love that game. I love the Dark Anthology games that they've done that use that same sort of mechanic, that branching decision mechanic. And now they've got The Quarry, which is mm-hmm. coming out July, I think.
Fucking star-studded cast.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to that because this is like the first really big follow-up to Until Dawn that they've done. I mean, the Dark Anthology games are great, but they're shorter. You know, they're not, just don't
but
feel
like
as,
we talked last time, like they don't market it as like this big game, like Until Dawn was. They
right.
Know
yeah. And the price point is, I mean, they're like half the price of a full game. But they're a lot of fun too. The stories are, I think that's the biggest difference. I think the story in Until Dawn is a lot richer and the world of Until Dawn is a lot richer than the world they have for the other games.
Yeah, because I think there's just so much shit going on mm-hmm. in Until Dawn. You don't quite know really what the main antagonist of that game really is.
Right. Once you think you've got it figured out, it entirely mm-hmm. changes.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, I absolutely love Until Dawn. It's my favorite horror game of all time. I kind of want to go play it now. Although I kind of also want to play Clock Tower. I'm very torn. Very torn about what to do. But that is my number one, and that is my list. So we've all made it through our list. You guys had honorable mentions. I did not. Because I oftentimes when we make a top five list, forget to include honorable mentions.
So. I don't know how. I think one of the first times we did lists, you had like a whole bunch of honorable mentions, and I was like, fuck, that was a requirement.
Yeah. And now I don't do them. Yeah. I forget.
Okay.
I've had a long weekend. Leave me alone.
You've had a long weekend that was good. It's not like...
Yeah, but it's still long.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
That's what she said. All right. I'll start off. My, my honorable mention, do you want me to give them first ghost? Or?
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just going to run through them real quick. I'm going to mention Quake because Kat will probably fight us if Quake isn't mentioned at all.
Oh, yeah. And you should also, that other one she likes, the Isaac thing. Good Lord.
What other one?
Cat, she's always talking about that Isaac game or whatever the fuck.
Oh, it is. Binding of Isaac. Yeah.
My dad never mentioned that. She won't shut up about it for months.
I don't know if that belongs on here.
I'm saying, all right, fine. That's online.
I've never
that's the
played
only,
that game.
Cat, that's
so
the only
know.
Honorable mention I had.
Dude, what?
Wow.
Liar. Yeah, I'm not putting it on my honorable mentions, Cat. I'm sorry, but I will put Quake for you. Put Quake on there. Also, it deserves to be there. Silent Hill, very important game as well. Doom, also to not piss off IR Chris. Doom, a very important game to the heart. Like they came out at different points. Like there is always a game that you may not like Outlast. It's not the huge mm-hmm. biggest game in the world or anything, but it was important. You know, it changed things. And mm-hmm. Silent Hill and Doom, I think, did that.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th, NES. We talked about that earlier, and I will throw this on here as my final honorable mention, the Blair Witch Project. But
fuck that game.
I agree. Fuck that game. That game was stupid. There's no direction. You run around the woods, do nothing. The game is stupid. But did you know there is an Oculus Quest edition?
Yes.
For that game in VR, I'd do that shit because that would be fucking crazy.
Yeah, there's actually a few. I think Resident Evil 4 you could play on the Oculus. There's actually quite a few horror games for that. But fuck that game because I was streaming it and So I never went back and played it after I was 2 hours into it. So I refused to go back because, like you said, the game has no fucking direction. You're just like wandering aimlessly through the fucking forest. But I digress. My list of honorable mentions, I also had Silent Hill on here. Another extremely important game. I had BioShock. I don't know if either of you have played that game.
I was thinking of putting it on there.
It leans into the horror. I think the twist at the end is what really fucks me. The would you kindly, the whole idea that you're not actually doing things of your own will because someone's asking you nicely. You're doing it because it's you're programmed to do it. When they say that is kind of fucked. Alien Isolation, I think, is also another game that needs to be mentioned. I think the AI in that game is fucking insane. I haven't played a ton of it because it scared the shit out of me. Because it recognizes what you're doing constantly. So you have to continuously change the way you go about playing the game. You can't just keep hiding in lockers constantly or under desks, because it'll start looking in those places for you.
Oh, damn.
Very scary. And the aliens in that game are just way too realistic. So definitely worth being on this list. And then Amnesia, The Dark Descent. This was another really big indie game that changed a lot of how indie games are made, because it really leaned into the idea of giving you that tension of like, there are monsters and shit around, but you can't look at them because you will go insane.
I'd never played it. That sounds crazy though.
It is. It's very scary. It's very, the artwork for the game itself is, it's really unique to the game. And when it came out, because originally it was only on PC, I believe, and then they released it. It's on Xbox now, but you could make your own little games and stories for people to download and play through, and that was a really cool thing that they did, because you don't see that too much in games where you can just kind of take the assets of the game and create your own storyline for people to also play. And
you know how mad I would be if a game expected me to do that?
It's not expecting you to do that.
I bought a game to play for fun, not to develop your next game, you fucking assholes.
Rob, that's not how it is at all.
That's like, hey, welcome to McDonald's. Come on back and cook whatever you want. Get the fuck out of here.
They're pretty sweet. I'd do that at Taco Bell in a heartbeat.
Yeah, well, Taco Bell only got 900 different ways to mix up 3 ingredients.
And I'll find out damn near all of them.
But no, it was a way for people who don't really know how to make games, like make their own little story within this world that they had made. So I always thought that game was really cool.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah. And that's my honorable mentions.
All right. Jesus Christ, man, went on forever.
Rob.
What?
I'm gonna kill you.
Well, I told you I'm the same on both shows.
I have your address now. Don't forget that.
They say that over there too. So
they have your address?
No, they're gonna kill me.
Okay.
I don't think we've ever quite threatened his address, although I did say I would do something in his living room. I don't remember. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, if you want his address, I have it now. So
I do too.
He's got my address.
That's true.
Yeah, I had to send it to you for a Thunderballs trophy that apparently is never coming because Mikey won't buy it.
Nope, vetoed.
Well,
but that's my nickname, Mike.
No, I didn't say I was going to make you the Thunderballs trophy. Oh. I did say the Lord Humphrey Cup.
Oh, yeah. Well, Slash Radio will pay for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just put that on Mikey's card.
No, we don't need it. It's not the Lord Humphrey Cup.
It is. It's the Lord Humphrey Cup. We're in the middle of awarding that over on Slash Radio as we speak.
It's going horribly.
I don't know. I think we've got a winner locked in.
All I need to know right now is where I landed on the power rankings.
Oh, you'll find out.
I'm not saying nothing.
You will find out.
Mike, why not?
Because apparently this is a confidential list, apparently. Like, this is a big deal.
Yep.
And who am I going to tell?
And also, I don't remember.
Very big deal. Super important. Yep.
All right. So based off of that, I know I'm not first and I'm not last. So I don't care where I landed in the rankings.
Think so? Okay.
Which one are you shooting for, by the way? Because we know there's two different groups of people.
Neither at this point.
Some people are really shooting for the top. Some people are really shooting towards the bottom.
If the soup and the Gatorade and the ice cream didn't put me at the number one spot, I don't know what will. So.
Oh, son of a bitch.
You forgot about that, didn't you?
Wow.
I didn't factor that in. Damn it.
Wow.
Damn it.
Oh, you're a bad person. You see that? You're a horrible person.
That makes me a bad
person. And I did that out of the kindness of my heart.
I know, even against over my protestations of you don't need to do that.
I said, no, let me.
Yeah, you sure did.
Because you're sick and dying and you don't know how to use DoorDash, apparently.
I figured it out eventually. I don't know how you got my address, though. They sent it to the right place. Every time I type it in, they don't. They're like, they're like, I don't want to get into it right now, but it's very annoying. Very annoying.
And you say you figured it out, huh?
Yeah, right.
Here's the thing. This stupid fucking app has these addresses already in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it won't let me edit the one that's in there, and it's wrong. So
you just continue to order anyway.
No, so I put a note on there every time. I'm like, don't go to this door, go to this door, right? And then the guy's like, oh, you're going to need to change the thing in the app. I'm like, dickhead, I don't program your fucking app. I don't know how this works.
It's like, I just want a pizza.
Right, I'm just trying to get some shit over here, man. Come on.
Poor Rob.
Anyway, it is the bane of my existence every fucking time. They either text me or they call me and they're like, it says this, but you know, I know it says that. If you read the note, you'll see what I wrote. Well, I don't know which one it is. Well, if it was what it already said, I wouldn't have written a note. Now would I? No wonder you drive for DoorDash.
Little old me over in another state was able to get it correct.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. It must have a different app over there.
What do you go through life doing, man? Like,
this is it. This is it. This is my life. Every day it's something like this.
You have the most bizarre issues.
Every single day. Every single day.
Holy shit. I can't.
That's going to do it for this episode of This Horror Life. You know what, Mike? I'm going to say something right now that I bet you didn't expect me to say.
Okay.
I'm glad that you were a guest on this show. Because you play a lot of video games. And you know a lot more about this world than I do. And this show would have sucked if it was just me and Ghost, because it would have been a lot of her naming a game and going, yeah, I don't know what the fuck that is.
Well, I mean, usually, to be fair, that's usually how it goes when we record anything.
Yeah, when you guys talk about movies, that's usually how it goes too. It goes, I haven't watched that. I didn't see that.
Yeah, I never heard of that.
Oh, look at that.
So thank you for being a guest on the show. Tell people where they can find you on the interwebs.
Well, the pleasure is all mine. You can find me at Mikey's Dead. Me and Rob do a show. You can find that @SlashRadio on Twitter. And it's always fun coming and invading your personal space. I happen to enjoy it. And that's it. That's all I really.
All right. Ghost, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at GhostGJ0, or you can find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/GhostGJ, also with a zero.
All right. You can find the show on Twitter. We are at This Horror Life. You can shoot us an email, thishorrorlife@gmail.com, and Ghost will read it. I won't.
I'll read it on air.
Yeah,
so say,
unless she brings it in here and makes me hear your bullshit, then I will.
Hi.
I most definitely will.
Other than that, I probably won't see it. I think I have access to that account, but I don't know.
You definitely do.
Yeah.
It was one of the first things I got set up.
And you can find me on Twitter. I am at RadioRob123. And as Mikey said, you can listen to the other show, /Radio, wherever you're listening to This Horror Life. Guys, thank you so much for your time.
Always a pleasure.
It's not a pleasure.
Oh man, I was just about to ask if the probationary period was over now.
Fuck.
And you went and did that, Mike. Mm-hmm.